Tom Waldo of Earth Justice is one of the attorneys representing the plaintiffs in the case.
We would like the new administration to end the Tongass exemption. We've asked them to do so. We're encouraged by a lot of the things that they're saying. We think they're headed in the right direction. But 6 years is long enough for the uncertainty created by the current temporary rule, and it's time to stop planning new timber sales in roadless areas of the Tongass and adopt strong permanent protection for those places like the other national forests have.
The Clinton administration's 2001 roadless rule prohibited new road construction, reconstruction, or logging on nearly 60 million acres of undeveloped national forest land across the U.S. Just 2 years later, the Bush administration's Department of Agriculture published a rule exempting the 17-million-acre Tongass from that rule. The new lawsuit disputes the government's claims that the exemption was needed for road and electrical connections between southeast communities. One of the plaintiffs in the suit is the boat company, which offers small ship week-long cruises out of Juneau and Sitka during the summertime. Vice President Hunter McIntosh says the boat company wants to protect uncut coves and anchorages for its customers. McIntosh says visitors notice the impacts of logging.
When you're cruising in such a pristine waterway, and all of a sudden all the trees have been cut down and the side of the mountain's been left for nothing, it's really a travesty. And our clients definitely see that and they get it. We don't force it on them. All we have to do is cruise by a clear cut. And the evidence is blaring.
Another plaintiff, the Organized Village of Cake, wants to protect customary and traditional hunting, fishing, and gathering areas nearby. The OVK's natural resource officer, Mike Jackson, says the village's tribal council is concerned with two timber sales planned for the area.
Now, the Northern Q timber sale is on for sale, and you're going through the process of the Central Kupanof timber sale. And our Organized Village of Cake Council has gone on record to oppose those sales and to submit our own community alternative of logging. So you see, we're not against logging. We're for sustainable industry in Southeast. On all the logging sales and all the logging that has gone on around us here on Kupanof and Kiyu Island on the mainland toward Petersburg, has impacted us greatly on our customer traditional gathering.
So far, the Obama administration is taking a different approach to roadless. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack this year temporarily took over decision-making on roadless projects. That directive has required an additional level of governmental review, but has not entirely halted projects in roadless areas. Vilsack approved one roadless sale, Orion North, back in July. That offering is also facing a legal challenge as well. The U.S. Forest Service directed a request for comment on the roadless challenge to the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. A spokesman there said they would be reviewing the complaint and respond in court as appropriate. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says roadless protection would probably mean the end of the timber industry in Southeast.
But just looking at the forest plan, the Forest Service only has only scheduled 2% of the roadless areas for timber harvest over the next 100 years, but that 2% represents two-thirds of our timber supply, you know, so it'd be a wipe out. We already don't have enough timber. If we wipe out two-thirds of it, then we have nothing, and why the environmental groups insist on getting the last 2% is beyond me, but that's what's going on.
Graham says he'd like the industry group to intervene in the lawsuit if possible.
Our association funds are based on dues, which are production-based, and there haven't been any production in the last couple of years because there's so little timber sales and little timber supply. But we'll do what we can to support the Forest Service, and hopefully the state will get involved and oppose this as well.
Alaska Governor Sean Parnell this fall asked the federal government to keep the Tongass exemption in place, requesting a steady and timely release of economic timber sales for Southeast's mill operators. Meanwhile, lawmakers this October introduced legislation in both houses of Congress seeking to make roadless protections permanent and without a Tongass exemption. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.